Chapter 19, Three Reasons You Will Not Get Well. In my experience, there are mainly three reasons why people do not get well. You are not doing the massage. Either you are not doing the massage at all, or you are doing it wrong. It's difficult to do the massage wrong, but if, for example, you are not balancing right on top of the trigger points, but rather rolling off of it and applying the pressure next to it, then that is one reason you are not progressing as quickly as you could. If you are not pressing hard enough is another reason. You are stressed and not willing to work with your stress. Stress can come from your surroundings and the situation you are in. But those people who do not get well are typically those with a lot of mental stress, stress that started long before the symptoms showed up. Sadly, it is often those people who need it the most who are the least willing to work with themselves and their thoughts. This is not strange. Working with yourself can be a very uncomfortable journey. So it is no wonder that those who hurt the most are the ones most likely to push away those parts of their thoughts. But this is the journey you have to take if you want to get well. If you do not acknowledge this, then your destructive mind patterns will remain, and so will the bodily stress they create. And when stress remains, so do the trigger points and your symptoms. If you are willing to work with your negative thoughts and mental stress, then not only can you expect a pain-free future, but also a much happier life. There are none of the mental issues you are struggling with that cannot be worked through if you want to. How do you know if you need to work with yourself? Ask yourself this question. Are you comfortable talking about everything about yourself, your life, all of your thoughts, and all of your experiences? Or do some of these hurt a lot when they surface? Are there thoughts that make you very sad, so sad that you do not want to deal with them or talk about them? Do you feel like you are hiding things from people around you and from yourself? Then those are probably the root cause of your stress, the foundation of your STO. You need someone to talk to about this. You need a therapist. You have psychological resistance to getting well. This third reason why people do not get well might come as a surprise, but it is one reason that should be taken very seriously. The human mind does not like change, even if the change is for the better. And if you have been sick for a while, this illness could very well have become part of your identity. If you have met new friends because of your illness, if your family and old friends have become used to treating you as a sick person, if you are dependent on welfare from the government because of your illness, if you've come to define yourself as a sick person, all of this could have become part of the way you interact with the world and see yourself. You might even unconsciously ask yourself, if I am not sick, then who am I? Just like people facing divorce might think, if I'm no longer John's wife, then who am I? My personal estimate is that more than half of the people who have been sick for a couple of years have some sort of conscious or unconscious resistance to getting well. If this applies to you, you might feel ashamed about it, but it is totally normal. If you feel like this, then it is important that you admit it to yourself and are okay with it. It is also important that you talk to someone about it and try to address the reason why you have resistance to getting well. One common reason why people have resistance to getting well is that they can no longer use their illness as an excuse for not participating in social events. Or you might be afraid that if you get well, you will have to get a job that you cannot perform because you are ill. Yes, your logic might be a little bit broken here. These are all absolutely normal issues and should be talked about. Don't waste your life being sick if you don't have to. Talk to a therapist. Nobody is judging you.